What's up with the sickness.net? It's your boy Coop, man. We back at it with another one of these interviews as usual. And, got a good friend of mine, man. It's been a minute since we have sat down at the platform. What's going on with you, Thuggy?
What's happening? What's happening? Coop, man. My nigga. How you know, man? You
go work. Man, you've been a busy guy. I mean, shit. Let me see. I want to say maybe the first time and the last time I interviewed you had to be about 7 years ago, 8 years ago.
Eight.
All right, 8 years ago. And you've been a busy man in those 8 years.
Beginning. That's the crazy part about it. That was the very beginning, man. Did that interview. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even think you had an album yet, or you was just working on a mixtape or something there, right?
Yeah, I had a song. All I had was a song.
Right.
That's crazy, but you know, man, still working, man.
That's right.
50 projects and services, 50, 60, I don't even know, man. I quit counting. You feel me? I just pulled up to the house. I went to go get something from the store, and then I hear Filthy on the radio, KML, him in school. I'm like, okay, this shit gets serious, man.
That's dope, man. That is dope. That's dope.
In prime time, in the middle, you feel me? That's what you want, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy for my brother, man. My brother out here making big power moves, you feel me? Man. Hey, God is good, bro. That's all I can say, man. God is good.
So how's the family, man? How's your family doing? The kids and whatnot?
Man, the kids cool, man. We over here eating Chinese food and shit, man. with the rich people. But my mom took JoJo up there, so he up there fucking around. I'm at the house, right, man. Chilling, man. Couldn't wait to talk to my nigga Coop. You know what I'm talking about? Fitness.net, man. We supposed to been doing something, man. We been tripping.
Yeah, we have. We've been missing each other, man. We've been missing each other. But now I think this is appropriate time. You know, I like to say everything is all about timing, man. And, you know, you got so much going on right now. I think it's just the perfect time to be talking to you. But, you know, I got to say to you, you know, what my favorite thing going on right now, I watch this mug at least 2 times a week, man. You know, this Licks movie, you know? You want to talk a little bit of something about that, how you got the role?
Oh, man, Licks, man, that's a big, man. Yeah, Licks available now, you feel me? Y'all go get that, iTunes, Xbox Live, all the little digital platforms. They ain't got the physical copies yet. Everybody asks me that every day. But, yeah, man, my homie Hungry, man. I'm sure y'all might know Hungry, man. He be rapping, too.
With D-Lo, Hungry?
Yeah, Hungry. He was the producer. He co-wrote and co-produced the movie. With his new name, Jonathan Singer-Vine, you feel me? So, Hungry was like they ear to the street. So, basically, he hit me up one day like, bro, we doing a movie, you feel me? We got this one part, I think you'll be good for it, you should come try out. I'm like, shit. I ain't gonna lie, at first I didn't want to do it, you feel me? I was thinking like, I ain't never acted before, you feel me? I don't want to look corny, you know what I'm saying? And then I pulled up to the interview, to the little audition, and I ain't gonna lie, I was sitting in my car for a minute, and I was about to pull off, right? I was like, man, fuck shit, I ain't do this shit, you feel me? That nigga just happened to come outside and smoke a cigarette, and he was looking, he's like, Steve, what you doing, bro? He walked into the car like, what you doing? I'm like, bro, I was for the test. He's like, man, come in here, this shit ain't nothing, you gonna do it. Oh, shit, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I did the first audition. They was like, man, they don't even want to see nobody else. You got it. I was like, oh, shit. Sit for a couple months. Then we shot for like a month or something. And then, shit, it took a long time to come out, though. Lionsgate bought the movie, so we was just waiting on them to just get their shit together when they gonna put it out. But, yeah, man, shit big. Man, big to see myself on the screen. You feel me?
Yeah, look real good, man. I was like, look at Stevie over here, man. Extra aggressive over here. You was funny too, man. It was funny.
I was picturing talking to my little brother. That's why it was so easy testing that little nigga out. It was easy.
Yeah, it was like a real life situation, huh?
Yeah.
Right, man. Well, congrats to you, man, for that, man. But you got the album out right now, Thuggy Life, man. You know, amongst a whole bunch of other albums, but this is your latest right here.
It's the latest, man. It's the latest and the greatest, man. I'm trying to tell these people, man. Like, everybody always say I'm slept on and underrated. I'm tired of hearing that shit, man. I just feel like, man, I just had to keep working. Just like you said, timing is everything. You feel me? And I think now I kind of got their ear to where they're going to really pay attention. Like, man, maybe this nigga is saying something. You feel me? So,
right.
They listen to the album. The honesty that I'm giving on this album, man, niggas ain't telling the truth like me. You feel me? Everybody real. Everybody a real nigga and all that shit. You feel me? Salute to all the real niggas. You already know. But I'm telling, like, I'm talking about honesty. You feel me? Like, I tell you when I got $2, nigga, I tell you when I got $200,000. You feel me? And it's like, a lot of people ain't telling, like, they vulnerable moments and shit. I mean, like, when you listen to this album, man, you're going to know everything about me, period. As far as what's going on in my life right now, as far as my kids, relationships, financial problems, you feel me? All that shit, man, I'm telling you. It's real, man. Thuggy Life, man. Y'all better go get it. It's out right now. You feel me? It's in stores, online, everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Go grab it. Here you go, man. I'm telling you, bro.
Who are some of the people you work with on the album? Who you all work with, producers and guest appearances?
Producers, I got Donnie Cheever. That's my artist out of Arizona. I mean, my producer out of Arizona. I got AK-47, The Mechanic. TV Slaps for show, June on the beat. As far as features, I got Filthy, Fallon, Armani DePaul, my artist on the fourth. Who else I got, man? I got a few people on that thing, man. You know, the usual suspects, man. Shady, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Shady on that thing. Yeah, man, the album is dope, though. You feel me? It's crazy. I just want people to listen to it. I ain't the type to always be like, man, album of the year. I got the best album and all that shit, man. I just want to let the people decide. Y'all go hear it. You feel me? If you don't like it, if the people don't like it, I quit, man. I'm tired of this shit, too. If they don't like this one, too, I quit, man. Straight up.
Are you still penless, man? Are you using paper and pens now?
Actually, I do it on my phone now. I ain't gonna lie, bro. When I was doing that was like some ego shit. You feel me, nigga? I'm one of the first to be honest and say it. I heard Jay-Z say he did it. I heard Lil Wayne say he did it. You feel me? I figured I could do it, but really it was my nigga Eddie Project. My nigga Eddie Projects, that was how he did his shit all the time. You feel me? And we was in the lab fucking around, and he showed me how to do it. And basically, it's just memory. You feel me? It's just like memorizing a song when you performing it. You feel me? You just go over to your head a few times, and you know what I'm saying? It's good. But what I was doing was rushing. I wasn't really thinking about what I was saying. I was just trying to get done with the verse. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of shit. A lot of verses could have been doper if I would have just took my time on it. But it was an ego thing. I'm trying to prove that I could do a verse in 5 minutes without writing it. And you know what I'm saying? I'm over that shit, man. You know, shout out to all the niggas that do it. You feel me? A lot of niggas make dope music like that. But me personally, the kind of music that I make, I need to write it down. You feel me? Because I be getting deep. You feel me? I'm getting serious with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling them my account balance, man. You know what I'm saying? Niggas, who gonna tell you that, man? These niggas ain't gonna tell you how much.
They ain't gonna tell you that. Yeah. Yeah. That's real shit.
That's the difference between Thuggy, man. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody. I ain't talking down on nobody.
But what I'm saying is that's what makes me different from everybody else. You feel me? Is I just
got
like
it.
To be honest. You know what I'm saying?
I got
straight
it.
Up.
So you mentioned this being a personal album. How long did it take you to cultivate it?
To be honest, it took me a long time because I actually lost all the songs. Like, when I was, like, 80% done, my computer crashed. You feel me? And I lost everything, man. That shit killed me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I was so frustrated. Like, man, I thought I had the best shit ever, and then I lost all the files, everything. I had to start from scratch. So, basically, I just went and redid what I could redo, and you know what I'm saying? Swapped a few things out, and shit. It kind of came out better, you know what I'm saying? In my perspective, I think it's better than at first. But, you know, it took me longer than it would normally take me to do an album because I lost all the songs and shit. Feel me?
Right.
Yeah.
Took me like
but, you know,
available
yeah,
right
bro.
Now. That's dope. Available now, y'all, man, online, man. If you ain't got it already, pick it up. Rap Bay, your favorite little Rasputins or whatever, you know, iTunes.
Yeah, Rasputin, Dimples, man, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, Tidal, all that shit, man, everywhere, man. Go get it, man. Go listen to it, man. Give me some feedback. I need to know what y'all think.
Mm-hmm. Man, you got the next project. The boy is buzzing. He on lava status right now.
You got to do something
with Mozzie.
The hottest nigga in America, the hottest African in America. Boy, you is on fire right now, boy. I ain't never seen no shit like it. I ain't gonna lie. I done seen niggas get hot, but I ain't never seen it like that. You feel me? I posted a picture on my IG with that nigga, and you would not believe the way people was calling me and inboxing me and just all kind of shit. I'm like, man, I done posted pictures with NBA legends, all kind of famous people, and motherfuckers never went crazy like that, bro. That shit was crazy. Like, man, this music is a motherfucker. You feel me? That boy hot right now. But yeah, we got the album. That shit dope as shit. I'm ready to drop that motherfucker right now, you feel me, if it was up to me, but we're going to drop that shit on 420, you feel me, we trying to finish shooting all these videos and shit right now, but yeah, we got Filthy, my nigga Band-Aid, my nigga Screw, we got Selly Rue on that thing, Faux Rax, my artist Louis the Fourth, Armani DePaul, Chippers. Shit, A+, we got hella motherfuckers on. Oh yeah, Nepta Pharaoh, Young Gully.
Damn, you got it.
Man, we
going y'all crazy. Fully
man,
loaded.
hey, two niggas that know how to rap for real going crazy. You feel me? Telling you, bro. Telling you, man, I ain't doing nothing but dope shit from here on out. Then me and my brother Filthy got Filthy Fresh 3. We finna start working on that. We finna triple up on their ass. Telling you, bigger and better. You feel me? I had to get my money up, man. I couldn't get back with my brother till I got me some cheese, man. That nigga too rich, man. that nigga too rich, man. I'm like, shit. I can't be embarrassing myself, man. This nigga pulling out in all these motherfucking foreigns, all these 4Gs and Jerry. I'm like, shit, I had to stack up, man, get my money together, man. Now I'm ready. You feel me? And we on. We ready to triple up, bigger and better. You know what I'm saying? You already know who we gonna fuck with, all the biggest people, all the shit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, Filthy Fresh 3. And then shit, I got my label compilation, Green Carpet. You feel me? That's the new label. I'm looking for talent. So all y'all niggas that think y'all dope, man, hit me up. GreenCarpetENT@gmail.com. You feel me? I'm looking for artists. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be no gangster. You ain't got to be killing shit and all that shit that people think that I'm into. You feel me? I just like music. If you raw and you got talent, I'm going to fuck with you. Whether you sing, whatever you do. You feel me? I'm going to fuck with you. So GreenCarpetENT@gmail.com. Hit me up. All talent, man. Photos. If you do photography, videos, whatever. Hit me. You feel me? I'm trying to build me a little empire. But yeah, man, that's what I'm doing right now. The album with Mozzy, Filthy Fresh 3 with, the album with Mozzy called Extracurricular Activity. You feel me? That's dropping on Green Carpet ENT. And then Filthy Fresh 3, that's dropping on Green Carpet ENT, man. I'm trying to get my catalog up for my label. You feel me?
Catalog. That's
man.
That's
CEO Thuggy. Big OG CEO Thuggy, man. You feel me? I don't do nothing but show love to everybody. You feel me? I don't be involved in no bullshit. You feel me? I salute niggas when I see them. Niggas salute me when they see me. You feel me? I don't talk about niggas. I don't do none of that fake shit that niggas be doing. I'm just a solid individual trying to take care of my kids and make me some motherfucking money, man. You feel me? Who don't like a nigga like that? If you don't like a nigga like that, there's something wrong with you, period. Straight up.
Man, Thuggy, life is in stores. Mozzy Extracurricular Activities coming up. Filthy Fresh, man. You got one with Woody Joe. You got a Live Wire to Empire.
Man, I can't. Hey, my nigga would have killed me, bro. Willie Joe, I forgot, man. We was going to really try to just surprise everybody since we've been talking about this shit for 10 years. We was just going to whip it up and drop it and not say nothing. But fuck it, since we on sickness and we need everybody to buy that shit when it drops, me and my brother Willie Joe, not your average Joe, is definitely coming this year. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. We've been talking about this shit forever.
Man.
Now's the perfect time. Now's the perfect time. He hot, I'm hot. You feel me? Let's get it. We finna get it. Period. Yep. So that's what it is, man. Not your average Joe. Extracurricular Activities. Filthy Fresh 3. Thuggy Life in stores right the fuck now, man. Go get it, man. Go follow me on IG. I got the least followers out of everybody, man. Fuck that shit, man. I need to run my numbers up, man. They gave me a blue check the other day. I'm like, I'm certified. I'm verified. And I only got 20,000 followers, man. What the hell is around this motherfucker, man? Yeah, man. We working, man. That's all, Coop. That's all. We just working, bro. You feel me? No negativity. All positive vibes, man. Working. Getting money, man. That's what it's all about. Period. Taking care of your family.
That's right, man. It's good to see y'all still, everybody from the same cluster, still rocking as one unit, man, staying down to the come up, man. And that's exactly what y'all did and doing. And
goddamn right. Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Live Wire to Empire, the album part two is definitely happening, man, for real. We recorded a whole motherfucking album, man. The fans want it, and we're going to give it to them. Me, Shady, Blood, Stalin, and Filthy. Live Wire to Empire 2. If I got to pay for that shit, if I got to pay them niggas out of my own pocket, I'm going to do it. Straight up. We're going to drop that album. So all the fans, be on the lookout. That shit coming, man. Straight up.
So let me ask you, man, about y'all as a unit, man. I mean, y'all be coming out with so much music. Is y'all just constantly together all the time recording?
Nah, but not always together. I mean, you know, this new technology and with everybody living in different places, you know, you could fly a nigga some shit easy. But shit, 9 times out of 10, you know, nigga might pull up or whenever we see each other, go in the lab, knock hella shit out at once. And then, you know, when the album start dropping, we already got that shit on deck. You feel me? We already got songs allocated for certain people to be on certain shit. But, you know, sometimes, like, me and Phil, we be rushing. Not rushing. Well, you know, Phil used to be rushing. Now he been taking his time. But we used to be rushing a lot. So that's why sometimes some people might not be on some shit. Because, you know what I'm saying, we trying to put out an album every motherfucking 2 days. And, you know what I'm saying, sometimes people don't make it in time. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
That's how it be. You know, sometimes people be like, why this person ain't on here? Why this person, you know? Sometimes it be like that. Like, my people be asking, why you ain't on this person album, or why you ain't on this? Man, we move fast. It is impossible for 5 niggas in 5 different places, grown men with families and entourages and all kind of shit now. It's impossible to get us all on one page, you feel me? All the time. Right. That's just not realistic.
Realistic, you feel me? Yeah.
But we all right. Family, we all brothers, we all came up from the mud together in this shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? We still rocking. Still the empire. You know what I'm saying? Big OGs in this shit now. You feel me? All the young niggas. Shout out to all the young niggas coming up, bro. I'm so proud all these little niggas, man, doing their thing. You feel me? I ain't one of them niggas that be like, ah, fuck the little nigga. I love all y'all little niggas, man, straight up. Even if I don't know you, nigga. If you doing your thing, salute. Keep doing your thing. Get this money. Stay your ass out them streets. Make it home to your family. You know what I'm saying? And let's do it. Let's be great, man. Everybody, man. For real.
Word,
that's what it's all
word.
About.
Six man, I did it.
Coop, man. Coop, you know, I want you to be great. You feel me?
Word,
everybody,
man.
Let's be big, man. That's what it's all
yes,
about,
sir.
Man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. I talked to Jay Jonah, man. I interviewed him the other day. You know what I'm saying? I tapped in with him. I knew somebody on the yard with him, and they got a hold of him for me. So I got a chance to talk to him. I had that up in a few days.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I ain't been holding my nigga down like I'm supposed to. You feel me? My nigga Dame Fame locked up. My cuz Lil Rob locked up. You feel me? I'ma say right here on sickness.net. You feel me? I wasn't in, you know what I'm saying? I ain't making no excuses, but shit. I was fucked up. You know what I'm saying? 6 months ago, Coop, I was fucked up, bruh. Like, I ain't know what the fuck I was gonna do, bruh. Homeless and some more shit. I never told nobody, you feel me? Never let them see you sweat, but you feel me? Now that I'm out of it, I can tell everybody, you feel me? I was really fucked up. I was ready to go get a job or some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, what
right.
the fuck am I gonna do? Shit wasn't looking right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I promise to all my niggas, man, I'm finna start holding all my niggas down. Now that I'm in position, I'm gonna do everything that I was supposed to do. You feel me? So, my nigga Jonah, my nigga Fame, my little cuz Rob, everybody, all my niggas locked up. I promise y'all got money and letters coming from me, man, on God, on my kids. You feel me? On everything. You feel me? Straight up, man. Any niggas, even if the niggas I don't know, man. Y'all niggas behind the wall, man. Salute to y'all. Keep your head up. You feel me? I'm going to keep making this music for y'all niggas. Straight up.
Dougie Life is in stores now, man. It's a whole lot of
Jonah,
good stuff coming.
Hey, Jonah will tell you I was the first nigga to write him a letter, though, when he did touch down. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, matter of fact, I'm going to write these niggas tonight, man. Thank you, Coop, man. You the inspiration, man. I'm going to have to tell him in a letter, man. Coop inspired me, man. You feel me? Make sure I keep my niggas lit, man. Straight up.
That's right, man. That's right, man. Any last words, man, for the listeners, man? It's always a pleasure, man. Any last words?
Man, just go get my album, man. Thuggy Life, man. Support all my brothers. Jay Stalin dropping on April 1st. You feel me? The Body Snatchers 3. My nigga... Filthy, real niggas back in style, in stores and online right now, going crazy on the radio, some more shit. My nigga Blood just dropped that Crack Baby. You feel me? Shady, I forgot, man. Shady dropping so much shit. That nigga just came back with a vengeance. He been going crazy. You feel me, man? Everybody working. Ain't nothing to talk about, man. Livewire, they said we was dead, but we still killing shit. You feel me? We just was taking a break, letting the young niggas get their little shine. You feel me? Now we back. That's why we finna drop this Empire 2 album, man. Show them what it really is, man. Salute to everybody. Salute to all the crews, all the labels out there in the Bay Area, the whole West Coast, man. Let's stop all this bullshit, man. All this fake-ass IG beefing and motherfucking Twitter beefing and all that fake-ass shit, man. Let's just make this music, get some money. You feel me? And take care of your family. That's what it's all about. All that other shit is irrelevant. Straight up, man. For real. Niggas losing their lives over bullshit, bro. You feel me? We gotta stop this shit, man. You feel me? And it's up to us. Because these little niggas listen to us at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So, man. Straight up. All y'all niggas who think y'all the big homie, man. Tell your little homies, man. Cut it out. All this shit ain't worth it. You feel me? Straight up, Coop. That's all I want to say, brother. Yeah, man. Stevie motherfucking Joe, man. A.K.A. Thuggy, man. Shout out my nigga Coop. The whole sickness.net, man. You already know we've been rocking for years. We're going to continue to rock for years on, man. Straight up. Thuggy.